Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today I thought we would talk about the joy in the journey and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we have been through some changes, shifts, and many uncertain times lately. But there's always been the path of faith to keep us going. And, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy doing is helping others smile and helping them find a path to joy. And when I do that, it helps me be joyful too. And so, you know, as I was sitting and thinking of, you know, everyone's path and the fact that they're all different, we all journey in the end to the same place. And so, you know, I was thinking about the beauty in the steps that we take, the strength and the courage that, you know, we stand on each day. And it made me realize that it is our hardest questions and the most perplexing lessons that usually are the stimulation for our biggest growth. And so, you know, while people were looking for options, searching outside of themselves, I was taking the time to search within and to focus on what I knew I could control and to see how I could envision a better future for everyone. And, you know, it's not like I have the ability to go out there and touch everyone, but I do have the ability to go out there and pray for everyone. And actually, I can pray right where I'm at, you know, and that gives me some solace. We've seen a lot of loss this past year, and we've seen a lot of development too. And so I just really think that we do our best to honor those that we have lost and the next generation by looking at ways to learn from what we've been through and to lay a foundation of peace, joy and positivity so that those who come behind us have an easier time and less problems to face. And so I just want to encourage you to walk a strong path of faith and to keep your heart cheerful. Keep your eyes open and continue to do what you've done that has allowed you to make it here today. You know, and if you by chance look back and you reflect on some things, you know, it's okay. But really understand that everything you've been through has made you into the person that you are. It has given you the empathy that you have. It has given you the love in your heart, and it has made you a better person. And so, I get sentimental sometimes, and I write almost like, I wouldn't say it's a fantasy, but it's an expressive essays where I remember the people who I can't reach out and touch. And one day I had this really beautiful thought. And it helped me. And it was a poem that I ended up writing, which is going to go into one of the new books. And this one is called Walk So That Your Ancestors Will Be Proud. And, you know, as I think of it, it makes me smile, because it's my way of honoring the people that I love and keeping their memories alive in my heart. And so I want to share it with you, and I hope that you enjoy the poem. Sometimes things happen that we don't have any understanding of, and they can shake us from our core and almost knock us off our feet. Often I think of people that I want to call or send a note to, and I realize they're no longer here. And although my heart has sadness, I think of the fact that I live each day with them in my heart, and in that way they're still here with me. And so I try to walk in a way that makes them proud. And I hope that that helps you with something you might face. Walk so that your ancestors and loved ones will be proud. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, hold on to the joy in your journey. Goodbye.